We are learning Masechtas Yuma Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on top of the Amud, but we have to give a Hakdama before we start because we're in the middle of a Gemara. We have a Machloikis, Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. It's really two Machloikisim. One Machloikis is which corner do you start from? Another Machloikis is which direction do you go around? According to Yossi Aglili, you start from the northeastern corner, which if you're walking into the Heichal, facing the Preiches, it's the first right corner, and then you go around counterclockwise, you go around. That's a basic Lidus Shita. So there's two dinim. First of all, you start from the right corner, which is the northeast, and then you go around the counterclockwise. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's the opposite. You start from the southeast, and you go around clockwise. And the Shiloh was the Machlaikas. So Rashi says, first of all, the Ikka Machlaikas is which door, how do you come out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim? According to Rabbi Yosef Lili, you come out from the Tzofin side. That's where you start from the Tzofin side of the Mizbeach, the north side of the Mizbeach. According to Rabbi Kiva, you're coming out of the south side, the Dharam side. That's where you start from the Dharam side. So the question is, why don't you start from the first corner that you encounter? Teretz is because it says, Yotza El Mizbeach, you have to go to the other side of the Mizbeach. And therefore, you start from the other corner. Now, why don't you go to your Yamin, like Rav Yosef Aglili? It's like Rav Akiva, because since you were supposed to start from the other corner, so therefore you go clockwise. In order to do that now, since you passed it, you want to go back to that corner, which was the southwestern corner. You want to go to that corner, that direction. Therefore, you go that direction. So the first way, the Gemara explained that, why don't you go to the Yamin? So Gemara said, because Machlekes, if you hold a Rambam by Yecheskel or not. Do you learn out Pnim from Chutz? In the Chutz, in the Mizrach Chitzon, you go like a Rambam by Yecheskel, you always go to your right direction, which means you go around counterclockwise. But Rabbi Kiva said, no, we don't learn out Pnim from Chutz. So just do either way you want. Teretz is because you do the other way first, which is clockwise, so because you pass that corner. The boy is saying, was another pshat in Machlekes, or basically Rabbi Akiva, why one man only goes clockwise, which is Derech Yamin, and the other one goes Derech Shmuel. The boy is saying, Isvir on a kaf of regal, if you hold, you walk around the Mizbeach to put the matanois, which means to put the dam on the corners, the kuli amalei pligi yafina pnim mechutz. Everyone agrees, learn out pnim mechutz, which means you go to the right. You learn out just like by Mizbeach Chitzoin, you go counterclockwise because that's to the right. Here also you go to the right. V'halcha here, but Mizbeach HaPnimi, v'halcha mythically. The mechutz is like this. Mar sova akafa b'yad. One man never holds that a kafa is by standing in one place and you stick your hand around. Then, and if it's a kafa b'yad, there's no din of going liyamin, because that's din by regal. So then you revert back to the din, like we said before, in Mavir Mala Mitzvahs, that you start from this corner on the south side according to Rabbi Kiva, then you go to the next corner because that was the one you passed. But there's no din of going to your right side because the kafa b'yad. That's Rabbi Kiva's shita. Ma'asavah basically holds a kafa b'regal. You're walking around. If you're walking around, you have to go to yamin, and that is why you go to your right side. So the machlekes really is, everyone agrees you go to the right side, but it's only when you're walking. When you're in one place, you don't go to your right side. Everyone agrees that you stand in one place. Regal, you have to walk around to the right. When you do it by hand also, you have to go around to the right. You don't learn out yad from regal. So come out fidus by yisema. They basically agrees they stay in one place and you stick your hand around. Just he holds that the reason why you go to the right is because you learn out hakaf of a yad from a kaf of a regal. But the Gemara has a problem with that. Didn't we say Rabbi Yosi Aglili is our Mishnah? Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds you go counterclockwise and you start from the north corner, northeastern corner. That's what our Mishnah says. Mehechru maschil, mekerim mizrachus svinus. And our Mishnah is Mavuyah. The first man the Yama holds, you walk around. Rabbi Eliezer holds, you stand in one place. But according to the Tanakam, you walk around. So how can you say, both Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Kiva agree that it's a kaf of a yad? Our Mishnah is Mavuyah not like that. But Gemara, so Rabbi Yosi Aglili, a kaf of a yad, but the Tani Sefer, Rabbi Eliezer, this is the Sefer of our Mishnah says. Rabbi Eliezer, the Tanakam lo yisvir le. So Vuyah Tanakam does not hold of Aymed v'mekaymoy. So, and we're saying, basically, is the Tanakama. The Tanakama and Rabbi Yosi Aglili are the same person. So if they're the same person, so how can you say, L'kuli Yami, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Rekiva, hold the kaf of Biyad? It's not true. Hello. Machvarat HaKashim HaKari. You have to say one of the earlier Terutzim in the Bir HaMachlekes. Ma'asav HaKaf of Biyad, Ma'asav HaKaf of Regal. Machlekes is it a kaf of Biyad or a kaf of Regal? And again, if it's a kaf of Biyad, then you don't have to go to the right. If it's a kaf of Regal, which is a Rabbi Yosi Aglili's Shita, then you go to your right. What's the biyar machlokes if it's a kafa biyar or kafa b'regel? So you take out the words of b'yar seima, and the goyin says, let's say you read it. Marsav a kafa b'regel, marsav a kafa biyar, marsav a kafa b'regel. The b'hal kamefgi, because you're arguing what this is the machlokes. Marsav a saviv the mizbeach pnimi, because saviv the mizbeach echitzen. It says both of them the lashon of saviv. It says by the mizbeach pnimi when you put the matanis on, it says al karnos hamizbeach saviv. And we know by Mizbech Echitzin also says Al Karnos Mizbech Saviv. Just like Saviv of Mizbech Echitzin is walking around, because you can't stand in one place and do all four corners of the Mizbech Echitzin, because it's around 25 amas across thin. What? No, we're taking the top. There was 32 by 32, but you lose your side, there's two amas each side, the Saviv. And then the corner, if you had, it could be the whole box was 28 amas. The box, 28 amas for 20 amas. That was huge. But obviously, you know, even, I don't know, maybe Basia could do that, but most people can't stick their hand across so long. Yeah, I can. So therefore, you have to walk around. So you walk around. You walk around. So Savavach Pnimos means walk around. That's the one on the walls. Omar Savar, Kulum Mizbech Pnimi, Mokum Chodah Ken Vechitzin Kai. The whole Mizbech Pnimi is the same din as the Mizbech, one corner of Vechitzin, because the size of the Mizbech Pnimi was one Amma by one Amma. That's really the size of a corner of Mizbech Pnimi. So therefore, you can't learn that from the whole Mizbech Pnimi. So it's just a corner, you stand in one place. He also stands in one place. That's the Biyam Achlekis Vechof Vyad Achof Vyad. Tanya, learned that a Braisa supporting this idea. Tanya, we're going to see, this is interesting Braisa, which says that two Kahanim Gedolim had a Machlokes, well, it did. But Tanya, Omra Mishmal, Shnei Kahanim Gedolim, Nishtar B'Mikdash. There were two, B'Mikdash Rishon is the Girsa here, it's a big Shaila if you go to B'Mikdash Rishon. There were two Kahanim Gedolim who were left over after the Churban Bayis Rishon, after the first destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And Zeh Oimer, one of them said, "B'yadi kafti." When I did the avodah on Zeh Primi, I did it by hand. Zeh Miragli kafti. The other one said, "I walked around." Zeh Noyz Tam Ledvarov. Zeh Noyz Tam Ledvarov. Each one gave a reason for his shita. Zeh Noyz Tam Ledvarov. Sovev the Mizbech Primi kusav the Chitzen. Just like with the Chitzen, you walk around. Same thing with Mizbech Primi. Zeh Noyz Tam Ledvarov. Kula Mizbech Primi kai mechadu karen the Chitzen kai. That the whole Mizbech Primi was equivalent to the corner of Mizbeach Achitza. So now the Shaila is like this. A few problems with this Gemara. The two Kahanim Gedolim started making. First of all, how do you have two Kahanim left over? Usually a Kohen Gadol becomes a Kohen Gadol after one dies. Teretz says he became Tamei. There was one of these Kahanim became Tamei through the years, and that's why you had two Kahanim Gedolim. What?
Bamum.
Huh? Came Bamum. Bamum. Right. Something happened. That's what the Shaila said. Came Tamei. If you have Teretz, Bamum is also good Teretz. Another question is that the Teretz Shalom asked that the Mishnah in Temura says that from a Mois Moshe, Achim Meis Yosef ben Yehazar, Lehoysa Machlekes be Yisrael. There was no Machlekes until Yosef ben Yehazar, who lived in the second Meis Mikdash. There was never a Machlekes in Klal Yisrael. And what was the first Machlekes, Moshe? First Machlekes was about Smicha. That was Machlekes about Smicha. So the question is, what do you mean? We have an earlier Machlekes over here. We have Machlekes over here, for Kafa Biyada Kafa Baragel. That's the, it's Machlekes of Kibar Yisraelili, basically, is already an earlier Machlekes. Two Kahanim Gedolim. So how can you say it's never Machlokes? That's how Yisrael's kasha. Tosis answers that it wasn't Machlokes. They held you could do either way. The two Kahanim weren't saying either. I dafka did it that way, dafka this way. Both ways were true. That's where the Tosis learns. Inami Avad Hachi Avad Hachi Avad L'Rav Shmuel. V'chem says to be a Shalmi. L'Rav Shmuel L'Pligi. Fidus Rav Shmuel's Brisa is trying to tell you that there was no Machlokes. Either way you did was fine, and therefore that's how he answers these kashas of the stira and the two things. It's not that it makes it better also, because it's very fair to say that there's mamish right in the same time frame, they do the two different things. Well, what they hold? So they're not lying, they're saying the truth. Teretz is, Teretz Shalom's learning is that both are true according to Rav Shmuel. So the Gemara Vayta. It says in our Mishnah that the Tanakama holds you walk around the Mizbech Pnimi to do the Matanos. And Rav Eliezer says, B'mkoyma Oimed Umechate. Now remember, we talked about how do you place the dam onto the corner. Do you go from the top of the corner down, or you go down up? That's the Shaila. And that's the discussion of the next Gemara. Masnisim Mani Rabbi Yehudihi. So now, Mishnah says, "Afir Rabbi Eliezer, what do you do?" So Rabbi Eliezer says that you stand in one place and all of them you do milmata milmailo, which means all the three corners that are away from you, you do milmata milmailo, from the bottom up. That's how you do it. Besides the one in front of you, you don't do bottom up. Because you do the bottom up, it's going to drip down onto your shirt. So the one in front of you, you do from the top to bottom. That's what says in our Mishnah. So Rabbi Eliezer says, all three go bottom up, besides the one in front of you. That's what our Mishnah says. What? Mastisim, lower down up. Mastisim, mani, Rabbi Yehudi. Our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, Rameya Omar Rabbi Eliezer. Rameya says, Rabbi Eliezer. Rameya Omar Rabbi Eliezer. Oimer, Rabbi Eliezer, Oimer. You stand in one place and you put the dam onto the corners. All them you did from up to down. Chutz, besides for one, the one across from you, that you do because that you can't do, because you do that, you'll fall down. And it's far away, so it's better if you pull it back towards yourself. It's easier to do Matalas Dam that way. So according to Rameyer, it's not like our Mishnah or Eliezer. Rameyer says only one of them you do Milmat L'mayla, only one that's across from you. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, V'mkoyma Oimer D'mechate, V'al Kula No Yinoisim Milmat L'mayla. All three you did Milmat L'mayla. Chutz Mezuzah Shal Fana, besides one in front of you, Mamish. The one right Mamish right in front of you. Shinoisim Milmayla L'mata. You do Milmayla L'mata. From top to bottom, so you shouldn't get your shirts dirty. So what's the we stand pshat in our Mishnah? What's pshat that all the other three you could do milmat l'mayla in front of you and get dirty? So what's pshat in the first man the Amar that the other ones, the other three, you also do like that? So he holds also since that's close enough, you could get dirty that way also. The two ones are close. Only across from you is so far you won't get your hand dirty, you won't get your clothing dirty. But the ones that are within range. The heels that also has a chashash, he might dirty your sleeve. Zokta Gemara Vaita. It says now, up to now, the fourth set is weakest. It had to be a chalekas Rishonim when talking about Mizbeach HaPnimi, is it considered one set or two sets? But he definitely did two things: four on the corners and seven on the tiara. So remember, if you're keeping score, on the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there was one and seven for the Par and the Sar. Against the Pareches was 1 and 7 for the Paranzar. You mixed it together according to our Mishnah. You did 4 on the corners. What's next? 7 al Tira Shemazbeh. What does Tira Shemazbeh mean? My Tira. What does Tira mean? Omar Rabba Bar Rav Shilo Palge the Mizbeh. The halfway point of Mizbeh Apnimi. The Amri Inchi Tahir Tira. The Tahir Tira means is the afternoon. It came the afternoon, it came half the day. It's now by noon, by middle of the day. So that's what Tira means, the middle of the Mizbeach. That's what the first Mandiyama holds. That's your Kashmir's Mandiyama. It says, Kishumaza, when you're Maza on top of this Mizbeach, on top of this Tira Yishu Mizbeach, this is the Sefta that says this. Kishumaza, ina Maza lo agabi efer, lo agabi cholim. You're not Maza on top of the ashes that's there, or the Gecholim, the leftover from the Ketaris. And we spoke yesterday that they're probably not lit. But they're still here. They're not cleaned yet. So it says, don't be maza on top of them. Move them to the side. And do the hazah. So what do you see? If you're cleaning up the top of the mizbech, obviously you're not doing on the side of the mizbech, on the halfway point, because there's no coals there. So it's a first shetasefta, not like Rabba Bar Rav Shila. Elo, Amar Rabba Bar Rav Shila. He's chayzer. And he said, al galuya de mizbech. On the open part of the top of the mizbeach. The chassid says in the pasuk, "Etzem hashmayim l'toyar." You see, the lashon toyar can mean the clean part of the mizbeach, like the sky. This is talking about Shas Matan Torah. The sky was clear. Etzem hashmayim l'toyar. It's talking about actually what it looked like. The livnas asapir, the part of the Har Sinai, it looked like etzem hashmayim l'toyar, which was the area where the Shechinah came down. Etzem hashmayim l'toyar. See, lashon toyar means the clear and clean place. Tira shem mizbeach. So it means on the top of the mizbech, where you cleaned up the area. Tanya, look to the brice. Now, which side, you're doing on top of the tira, which side of the mizbech do you do? Right in the middle? That's what I would say, right in the middle. But the Gemara says something else. What? It wasn't that big. But which side of it? I say everything you have to do is exact. Tanya, Chananya Eimer B'tzat Tzvayin Hu Naisin. He says you put it on the north side of the top of the mizbech primi. Which means if you're facing it, again, facing the pareches and facing the mizbech primi, it means the right side. It's on the left side. What's the machlekes? One man the Yom holds Pischa v'Darim Kayi. Now, if you're Pischa v'Darim Kayi, where do you start your Zrikas? On the Darim side. And remember, if you have a Kiva, you went clockwise. So you landed up on the Tzafen side as you ended. So if you're that man the Yom, you do the Tzafen of Mizbech. If the Pischa is v'Darim, you do the Tzafen of Mizbech. Well, Marasava, Pischa v'Tzafen Kayi. Therefore, you started from the Tzafen to the north side, and you ended on the south side, and that's where you did the Zrika on the top. The Kulia Amiya, Heichad Garmat Hanes the Kronos, Hosbiyawa Gagai. Wherever you finished, that's where you put it on the top. My time. What's the Makar for this? Amakra, Vetiroi Vikitchoi. In the Pasuk it says, Vihiza Allah Menadam Be'etzboi Sheva Pamim, Vetiroi Vikitchoi Matumas Be'e Israel. And we learned that Vetiroi means the top, and the Kiddushoi means the corners. Vetiroi Kitchoi, Makum Shkitchu Sham Tiroi. The place where you did the Kiddush, that's where you do the Tiroi. Where you ended the Kiddush, that's where you do the Tiroi. Let's learn from the Pasuk. And that is why you do it in that spot. Oh, so much is a good kasha. I am a viral mitzvah. I the kasha is. Why do you have to have a pasuk with here with Kitchoy? Stam's like, that's why I am. I go somewhere else, every mitzvah. They Frank Taka, the Lara Achorinim asks his kasha, and they want to answer a Pete, Hoysis the Taplam Gimel says, when you have two mitzvahs in front of you. When you have two mitzvahs in front of you, it says, then you can't be Maravel mitzvahs. Let's say you have four corners, you can't pass this corner to a different corner. But here, there's only one place to do it. Right. So there, as though Aim Abiyam mitzvahs, so then it could be you would have done it in a different place. Yes. So that's why you have to come on to the drasha of a tier of a kitchen, makam shakitchay, sham tier.